Last week, y'all took on Perry Meridian and won 49-6, a dominant victory to say the least. And of course, a lot of motion in the offense and things were just rolling. The wheels was clicking, like I like to say. Just tell me about, you know, your mindset, what you liked in the game.
Well, I really liked the fact that how we came out physical. That was something we challenged our kids. You know, we got off the bye week. We had a good bye week of practice. Brought them in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I thought the kids really focused. And then, you know, last week, you know, it was the beginning of the tournament. You know, we haven't had a great regular season. We talked about that. But the beauty of Indiana football is you get to start a second season with the tournament, and you're always playing a one and done. So last week our big theme was 32 play, 16 stay. Mm-hmm. This week our big theme is 16 play, 8 stay. And I like the way we came out fast, physical. I thought we got a great three and out to start the game. They came out, tried to run a halfback pass. We didn't. Sean Pennington didn't bite on it, made a great play, got the offense in good field position. Our running game really exploded. Jalen McMoore finished the night with 7 carries for 171 yards. James Clark ran the ball well. Jayshon McCullough, we threw some good passes. We had a great catch on a third and medium by Eric Hester. Kept a drive alive. You know, we scored early. We scored often. You know, we go into the halftime up 49. We had a defensive score by Braden Tyus on a fumble. We forced in the first half, actually for the game, I think we forced 4 interceptions, 1 block punt, 2 fumble recoveries for 7 turnovers for the game, which is phenomenal when you're getting that much replay. But the offense took care of business. We're running the ball well. We're blocking well up front, and we're going to have to do that. Everybody says in order to win the big games in November, you're going to have to run the ball because the weather starts to change as it is already.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the Halloween night, and we're in the 30s, you know, or maybe even having snow showers later on the day, they said. So it's going to be cold, and the deeper into the tournament you go, the colder you're going to be, and the more running the ball is going to be prevalent.
Definitely. You touched on it. It is Halloween. So, of course, Halloween. I knew I was forgetting something. I was like, I'm forgetting something. But, yes, Halloween, girls basketball play today. But by the time y'all hear this, I will be on broadcast back. But heading into Southport, you know, like you said, it's a cold season. It's going to be a very tough game, not even just mentally, but, like, actually physically, you know, getting at Worth. And also, it's an away game.
Yeah.
You know, home, we just got the energy. Things was rolling. But different now is home, just away, and playoff basketball. Playoff football.
Yeah, playoff football.
I'm so locked in on basketball.
Yep. Well, with our girls starting tonight, I get it. They got a tough one with Brownsburg right out of the box tonight.
Yeah, but Southport, of course, keeping on that momentum and just keeping a click rolling. How does that go, not even for the players, but in the coaches' standpoint?
Well, we're obviously fired up. We had a good first practice on Monday. You know, we're excited about getting back out here the rest of the week and taking care of business. Kids are dialed in. I like our mojo. I like the way our kids are focused right now. We seem to have a different energy at practice, a different vibe that everybody's kind of feeding off of. Our practices the last 2 weeks have been very physical. Our kids are getting after it. We're fairly healthy. You know, we still got kids out. You know, we got several out on offense and several out on defense. And when and if they come back at all depends on how long we go in the tournament. But we're having a little bit of fun on the field right now, and you can see there's a different pep in our step. And, you know, you look at the tradition of Warren Central football. Going into this year, they've won or have won 21 sectional titles since 1984 when the sectionals first were implemented. There's been 21 total sectional wins at that point in Warren Central history. So on Friday night, they can make history by being the 22nd team in Warren Central history to win a sectional championship, which is something significant in of itself. A lot of people don't realize how many that is, and they say, well, that's, you know, you could have won this, you could have won that. I mean, there are teams in Indiana that have never won a sectional title. You know, I coached at a former school, Cascade, that has won one. 1994 is the only sectional title in the school's history that they've ever won. So we're one of a few unique schools, and if you go back and do some research, I think we're top 15, maybe even top 10 in total sectional championships, and we can add to that. And we stress that to our kids, that they have a duty and a responsibility to uphold the traditions of the past. And the traditions of the past were made by teams of Jeff George and Darren Evans and Jeremy Finch and those guys that won sectional after sectional after sectional. And we got a chance to repeat, go back-to-back, and add our 22nd sectional championship to the history of Warren Central football.
That's cool. And now heading into, you know, as we've seen in this lineup, this Warriors lineup, a lot of players have gone, coming, not come and go, but have filled in places. Of course, Anthony Dennison, and even just people just having to miss games due to injury or whatever. a lot of players have just stepped up their role to fulfill the moment. And tell me what you like about that. Of course, it hasn't been all rainbows and sunshines for this team, obviously. But of course, y'all stuck through it, and now second game of sectionals. Tell me how you feel about that. You know, I keep restating the question, but yeah, just tell me how you feel about players just stepping up, you know, just being ready always.
You're spot on. Kids like Anthony Dennison stepping up, a quarterback. Wayne Edwards, who replaced Sean Ketchum when he went down with an ankle injury at center. You've got Aaron Durham, who's had to move multiple positions to cover for the fact that Armani Jackson is out and things of that nature. And now Jordan Barlow's out, and now both the Dungies. Now Braden Tyus has stepped up his game, and we moved him from DN to linebacker. And it says several things. One, it says about the depth of our team. It says a lot about our coaching and what our coaches are getting out of our kids. And the other thing, it tells a little bit about the character of our kids, that they're willing to change positions or move positions so they can help the team win. Not necessarily what's best for them, but what's best for the team. So there's a lot of real positives you take away from situations when injuries happen. And injuries are part of every game. It doesn't matter the sport, although football seems to have their fair share. It's a contact sport, so you're going to have them. But, you know, it's part of the game. And you can't, as a coach, I hate it. I hate it when a kid gets hurt. I pray every game that nobody on any team goes down, because I just hate it for the kid and everything they got to go through to recover and all that. But at the same time, you got to have a plan for when that does happen so you can move forward and not miss a beat. And we've had kids jump in at several different positions and have done really well. So I'm really proud of them.